guilty. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. A jury in Tennessee has returned a verdict in the case of a man accused of killing four people in a Nashville Waffle House in 2018.
Jury members deliberated for about 4 hours before returning a guilty verdict on four counts of first-degree murder for Travis Reinking. He didn't dispute the details of the shooting, which was caught on surveillance video, but had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Torian Sanderlin, Joey Perez, Akila De Silva, and De'Ebony Groves were shot to death when Reinking opened fire inside the Waffle House in Nashville early in the morning on April 22, 2018, wearing only a green jacket. Evidence showed that Reinking had schizophrenia and suffered delusions for years, something prosecutors did not dispute. They have asked for a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The mayor of Minneapolis has put an indefinite moratorium on no-knock warrants after the shooting of Amir Locke. The young black man was shot and killed Wednesday as a SWAT team was serving a search warrant in an apartment. His family says Locke was executed when he was awakened from a deep sleep and reached for his legal gun for protection. He was not the subject of the warrant. Attorney Michael Avenatti convicted by a federal grand jury of stealing from a former client.
That trial lasting about 10 days with 15 hours of deliberation after the prosecution called nearly a dozen witnesses, including Stormy Daniels. The adult film star told the court that Avenatti lied to her every day for 5 months, claiming he cheated her out of nearly $300,000 in advance money from her book deal.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, the book, a tell-all about her alleged affair with former President Trump. Former Vice President Mike Pence in a strong rebuke to former President Trump, who said earlier this week that Pence could have overturned the election. Pence told the Federalist Society that Trump is wrong. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The leaders of Russia and China claim their relationship has never been better as they met ahead of the opening ceremonies of the Beijing Olympics.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is the highest profile guest attending the start of the Winter Olympics.
Мы знаем, не понаслышке, что это огромная работа.
Ahead of the opening ceremony, Putin met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and said relations between the countries were close and unprecedented. The leaders followed that with a joint statement, pushing back against Western countries for interfering in other nations' affairs. This as the US criticizes Russia for massing troops close to its border with Ukraine. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
It's time to move on from COVID-19. That message coming from Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
After first invoking a disaster proclamation in March of 2020, Iowa Governor Republican Kim Reynolds says next week the state will end all COVID-19 disaster proclamations, including decommissioning the state's COVID website. She says Iowa cannot treat the virus as a public emergency indefinitely. Democrats call the move irresponsible, though the State Department of Health notes that, like other states, virus cases in Iowa have begun to drop and that there's a need to focus resources on other issues that have been shelved, like rising mental health problems. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Nearly half of U.S. states have already discontinued their public health proclamations, and several more are set to expire this month. New cases of COVID in the U.S. are falling in 49 states, even as the number of dead from the virus tops 900,000. The Department of Homeland Security has created a new cyber safety review board that it says will have public and private sector experts looking at hacking incidents and recommending improvements. The creation of the board was mandated by an executive order signed by President Biden last May. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.